In a dramatic move this evening, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein agreed to allow United Nations weapons inspectors back into Iraq. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan announced Baghdad's decision.
I have received a letter from the Iraqi authorities conveying his decision to allow the return of the inspectors without conditions to continue their work, and has also agreed that they would start, they are ready to start immediate discussions on the practical arrangements for the return of the inspectors to resume their work.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in New York. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. Mike, tell us about this letter from the Iraqi government.
Well, it's specifically from the Iraqi Foreign Ministry, who is in the in New York for talks at the UN, to Kofi Annan. And what it says is that it's a short letter. It says very straightforwardly that the government of the Republic of Iraq has decided to allow the return of the United Nations weapons inspectors without conditions. It says it based its decision concerning the return of the inspectors on a desire to complete the implementation of the relevant Security Council resolutions and to remove any doubts that Iraq still possesses weapons of mass destruction. It referred favorably to Kofi Annan's speech last Thursday to the UN General Assembly, in which he appealed to Iraq to take this step. It makes no mention of President Bush's speech or the United States, and then says the government of Iraq is ready to discuss the practical arrangements necessary for the immediate resumption of inspections.
Why did Iraqi President Saddam Hussein make this move today, and what does he gain from it?
Well, of course, we can't get into inside the mind of Saddam Hussein, but it certainly looks like it's a counter to President Bush's speech last Thursday, in which President Bush essentially said, I will play by the rules of the UN. Iraq has not fulfilled all of the relevant Security Council resolutions, especially those on disarming from its weapons of mass destruction. And President Bush implicitly suggested that if Iraq were to take such a step and fulfill all the relevant Security Council resolutions, there was an implication that the United States would not go to war, would not attack Iraq. And so this certainly seems like a counter to that. What does Iraq gain by this? Well, certainly it's likely that Iraq will gain some support in the United Nations. Now, not necessarily for its weapons of mass destruction or its aggression, but it will certainly create an argument in the Security Council, most likely split the Security Council over what to do next, assuming that the United States wants to remain aggressively positioned against Iraq. It also gains time for Saddam Hussein, because the head of the new UN weapons inspection team has suggested that it could take up to 2 months to get ready and get his people on the ground. And then there's the relevant Security Council resolution, the last about weapons inspections from 1999, which essentially gave the government of Iraq some 4 months to prove its good faith that it was allowing the inspectors to go where they wanted. So this gains at least diplomatic support and time for the Iraqi government.
And what does it do to the U.S. hopes of getting a new UN Security Council resolution against Iraq?
Well, it certainly complicates the matter, because it's not clear what kind of a resolution at this point the United States would want to get. Some diplomats at the UN are already saying that the United States ought to take yes for an answer, that this is a yes. And therefore, if the United States means to go to the Security Council and fashion a more aggressive approach to Iraq in a new resolution, it's not clear how that responds to what the Iraqis say they'll do, which is to allow the weapons inspectors in.
NPR's Mike Schuster, thanks very much.
You're welcome, John.